There was a dance that night, and all the admission was free. They had peas and beans, cabbages and greens, the biggest crowd that you ever have seen. An old man collared, he strutted up and hollered, "You ought to hear those vegetables scream." Oh, the little carrot top did the backward flop. The cabbage tried to shimmy, she couldn't stop. The little red beet shook his feet, and the watermelon died with a cockeyed heave. Little tomato, the agitator, he shook the shimmy with a sweet potato. And old man garlic dropped dead with a colic down at the barnyard dance. She couldn't stop. The little red beet shook his feet, and the watermelon died with a cockeyed heave. Little tomato, that agitator, he shook the shimmy with a sweet potato. And old man garlic dropped dead with a colic down at the barnyard dance. We'll leave you for now with a song from Georgia. That's not the Georgia down south in the USA, but in the USSR, where the men dance on the knuckles of their toes. And Utah Phillips hasn't even dreamed up any jokes about it. So, pretty far away. Can I sit closer to me?
Yeah, sure. This is a tambura from Macedonia, but magically with a piece of cardboard woven through the strings, you can change it into a changuri, which is the Georgian national instrument. At least it sounds like the changuri. Wouldn't pass for changuri in Georgia. The translation.
Once I get into. If only my lass, you and I.
If only my lad, you and I.
If only we had a common field.
If only we had a common field.
And if this field were overgrown with weeds.
And if this field were overgrown with weeds.
And if there were a wood near this field.
And if there were a wood near this field.
And if we could get into that wood.
And if we could get into that wood.
Then that field.
Then that field.
To hell with it. kane bi mokta ziyari.
Nahli bitala loda kane bi mokta ziyari.
Aralali, aralala, aralali, aralada. Eto bi go dome dasin kane bi mokta ziyari. Nahli bitala loda shiksa margali moria.
Nahli bitala loda shiksa margali moria.
Nahli bitala loda napiri mista kiani.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill and Olivia.
Song with a chorus. I felt very funny when I heard the Friends of Fiddlers Green, led by that arch Scotsman Tam Kearney, singing Cushy Butterfield, the second national anthem of Tyneside. So I think I'll get back and start with a Scots song. It's got an equally good chorus to it. It's called us to keep you buggers out. Here's Lassie with a yellow corty. The chorus is Lassie with a yellow corty, will you wed a mule and jockey? Which doesn't mean a fellow who races horses, but is actually just a jock. As distinguished from jocks, means jack, like a Scotsman, a shepherd. Lassie with a yellow corty, will you busk, kiss, and gan with me? Lassie with a yellow corty, will you wed a muling jockey? Lassie with a yellow corty, will you busk and gang with me? That was the chorus. I'd appreciate it if you would loosen the throats and bellow it out. We'll start it again. Lassie with a yellow corty, will you wed a mule and jockey? Lassie with a yellow corty, will you busk and gang with me? I hear meat and meal in plenty, I hear cakes and kale for dainty, I've a button a bend for genty, lassie, all I want is ye. Lassie with a yellow corty, will you wed a mule and jockey? Lassie with a yellow corty, will you busk and gang with me? Over the hills and through the boggy, be my lassie and my doggy. None on earth can be so vaunty or so blithe as you and me. Lassie with a yellow corty, will you wed a mule and jockey? Lassie with a yellow corty, will you busk and gang with me? Haste ye lassie to my bosom, while the roses are in blossom. Time is precious, dinna lose them. Flowers will fade and so will ye. Lassie with a yellow corty, will you wed a mule and jockey, lassie with a yellow coaty. Well, your boss can gang with me. When I heard Olivia sing her women's liberation song there, I couldn't help but resist to put this one in, which has one of the finest male chauvinist verses to close the song with. One of the old classic ballads. You better watch it, there's snakes around. George Collins walked out on a May morning when May was all in bloom. And there he spied a pretty fair miss washing a marble stone. Well, she hooped and she hollered, she hired a voice. She held up a lily white hand. Come hither to me, George Collins, she said. For your time it won't last you long. Well, George Collins put his foot on the broad water's bank, and it's over the water sprung he. He's placed his arms around her, little so small, and he's kissed her rosy cheek. Well, George Collins walked back to his father's hall, and so loudly he did ring. Come open the door, dear father, he said. Come rise and let me in. And suppose I was to die this night, as I suppose I shall, bury me under the marble stone that lies near fair Eleanor's hall. Well, fair Eleanor, she sat in a tower so high. She was weaving the silken skein when she saw the finest coffin a-coming that ever the sun shone on. And she turned unto her Irish maid. She said, tell me whose coffin is so fine. Well, that's George Collins's coffin, she said, who once was a true love of thine. Well, come set that coffin down, you six pretty boys, and lift off its cover so fine, and let me kiss those cold copy lips, for 10,000 times they've kissed mine. And get you up and fetch me the skein that's wove with the silver fine, and cover it all for George Collins's coffin. Tomorrow it shall lie over mine. Well, the news, it was carried to London town. It was nailed on London gate, and six pretty maids died all in one night, all for George Collins's sake. Here's an instrumental. It's an Irish tune called South Wind. Thank you.
The song I'd like to do for you now, The Furze Field, is it's in a way an invitation to indulge in the pleasures of various forms of hunting. But there's a great deal more to the song than that. It's a very subtle kind of symbolism.
It's not always that subtle, I must admit.
I have got a furze field, my own dearest jewel, where all my fine pheasants do fly. And if you comes a shootin', when shootin's in season, I'll tell you, love, how to proceed. You bring your dog with you, your gun in your hand, all loaded and primed, all at your command. When the pheasants take fright, you must take sight. You shoot the next moment, you're sure to be right. I have got a fish pond, my own dearest jewel, where all my fine fishes do swim. And if you comes a fishin', when fishin's in season, I'll tell you, love, how to proceed. You bring your dog with you, your rod in your hand, your hooks and your angles all at your command. When you throws in, all the fishes will swim, for it's down to the bottom, and that's the right way. I have got a warren, my own dearest jewel, where all my fine rabbits do keep. And if you comes a ferretin, when ferretin's in season, I'll tell you, love, how to proceed. You bring your dog with you, your ferret in your hand, your spade and your nets all at your command. When the ferrets will bolt, then the rabbits will play, and it's down to the bottom, and that's the right way. I have got a park, my own dearest jewel, where all my fine deers I do keep. And if you comes a hunting, when hunting's in season, I'll tell you, love, how to proceed. You bring your dog with you, your nag in your hand, all saddled and bridled, all at your command. When the deers they will prowl, then the dogs they will bowl, and it's gee up and dobbin, and back they will fall.
First one.
Do a song now, which is a much gentler kind of love song. Comes from the southwest counties of England, the part of England that Thomas Hardy wrote so beautifully about. Any of you who've read Tess of the D'Urbervilles or who saw Far from the Madding Crowd will know just exactly how beautiful this gently rolling countryside is, the hills dotted with sheep. The song called Searching for Lambs. As I walked out one May morning betimes, there I beheld my own true love, just as the sun do shine. The birds of love so sweetly did sing, and fragrant was the air. There's none but her alone among the lilies fair. What makes you stroll abroad so soon, your journey to pursue? Before bright Phoebus' glorious shine, to strike off the morning dew. I'm going for to feed my father's flock, his young and tender. under the myrtle shade. How the little loves did sport and play. And unto him these words did say, my dear and only Jay. How glorious like the sun do shine, and pleasant was the air, but I'd rather be in my true love's arms than any other where. If you should stroll away, my love, no man could comfort me. For I am thine and thou art mine, and married we will be. Thank you.
I'd like to end a set with a couple of duets sung in the what has become the traditional style of harmony singing in Britain. It's a good old four-square Methodist style of singing harmonies. We'd like to start with one that, when we started doing this, we almost thought it was a signature tune in a way. It's called Thousands of More, for want of a title.
The time passes over more cheerful and gay, since we've learned a new act to drive sorrows away. Sorrows away, sorrows away, sorrows away, since we've learned a new to drive sorrows away. Bright Phoebe awake so high up in the sky, with a red rosy cheeks and a sparkling eye. Sparkling eye, sparkling eye, sparkling. Cheeks and a sparkling eye. If you ask for my credit, you'll find I have none. With me bottle and friends, you will find me at home. Find me at home. Find me at home. Find me at home. With me bottle and friends, you will find me at home. Although I'm not rich and although I'm not poor, I'm as happy as those that's got thousands or more. Thousands or more, thousands or more, thousands or more. I'm as happy as those that's got thousands or more.
This other one is from the repertory of a family who are perhaps the most well-known for singing in this particular style of harmony. That's the Copper family, Rotting Dean in Sussex. It's a hunting song called The Innocent Tear. This really is strictly about hunting.
Genuine hunting
and
song.
And nothing else.
Sportsmen arouse, the morning is clear, the larks are singing all in the air.
Sportsmen arouse, the morning is clear, the larks are singing all in the air.
Go and tell your sweet lover,
the hounds are out.
Go and tell your sweet lover,
the hounds are out. Saddle your horses, your saddles prepare. We're away to some cover to seek for a hare.
We've searched the woods, the groves all round. The trial being over, the game it is found.
We've searched the woods, the groves all round. The trial being over, the game it is found.
Then off she springs,
through brake she flies.
Then off she springs,
through brake she flies. Follow, follow the musical horn, sing, follow, hark forward, the innocent hare.
The huntsman blows his joyful sound, tally-ho, me boys, all over the downs.
The huntsman blows his joyful sound, tally-ho, me boys, all over the downs.
From the woods to the valleys,
see how she creeps.
From the woods to the valleys,
see how she creeps. Follow, follow the musical horn, sing, follow, hark forward, the innocent hare.
All along the green turf she pants for breath, the huntsman he shouts out for death.
All along the green turf she pants for breath, the huntsman he shouts out for death.
Relope, relope,
retiring hare.
Relope, relope,
retiring hare. Follow, follow the musical horn, sing, follow, hark forward, the innocent hare.
This hare has led us a noble run, success to sportsmen every one.
This hare has led us a noble run, success to sportsmen every one.
Such a chase she has led us,
4 hours or more.
Such a chase she has led us,
4 hours or more. Wine and beer we'll drink without fear, we'll drink a success to the innocent hare.
Goddamn festivals are lethal. I mean, the daytime's okay, but nighttime, I'm out there falling over bodies in the bushes. And look at him. He's completely fallen asleep there. That's what they'll do to you. Of course, I can understand how that Irish music might have that effect on a person. Starch my old collar, wash my coverall. I'm gonna ride the train that they call the Cannonball Buffalo to Washington. All picket magic fingers. I don't know no Bulgarian basketball music. I don't know any Scottish faggot songs. I'm hired on at these festivals to do the down-home trash. Figure you've had enough art for one afternoon. Don't you see that train a-coming yonder around the bend? Carry me away, well, I ain't coming back again. Good goodbye, babe, my blue-eyed babe. Oh, eat my heart out, Dave Bromberg. Notice there's a lot of high-bred people here having trouble with portable toilets. Outhouses, now there's something seldom looked into. Oh, I saw one elegant looking fellow wearing a tie walking out of one of those a couple minutes ago complaining about how where he comes from they normally wash their hands after they go to the bathroom. I said out in Utah they teach us not to piss on our hands. Hey, my baby left me. Even took my shoes. That's enough to give a man them low down worry blues. Baby's gone, a solid gone. This fine instrument that I'm playing was handed down to me by my grandfather. Unfortunately, he was still on the ladder when the cops came. We're not singing for kids today. That's really good. Boy, now I don't have to wash myself near as much. I am from Utah. Out where the men are men and the sheep are all nervous. The only place we get virgin wool from is from the sheep that can outrun the Mormons and the Republicans. Out where rolling your own is regarded as a form of incest. I'm going up north this fall. If muck don't change, I ain't coming back at all. Goodbye, babe, my blue-eyed babe. You can really be tasteless when you put your mind to it. Good for you. Oh, there was a fella up there at the top in the Leathercraft booth who just made me this real fine guitar strap. And he wouldn't let me pay for it, but he said I had to sing him a song that he asked for. So I'll sing it to him. I like the idea of swapping skill for skill, you know. Instead of dealing with money, I don't like dealing with money, but you swap, you know, skill for skill. Well, that makes more sense. Here's a little town in the southern part of Colorado called Dolores. That's was on the old Goodnight Lovin' Cattle Trail that used to come up from El Paso, Texas. El Paso, Texas. Prominent cultural backwash in the nether part of Texas. You can always tell a Texan, not much. There's one old man that lives in that town of Dolores by the name of Samuel P. Scoggins. Scoggins is quite a storyteller, and he's also a prominent ne'er-do-well and a hermit. And every day he brings firewood into town on the only trail for the gringo turistas to burn, you know, when they're out there camping in the old ghost town of Dolores. There's an old Dobie arch over the trail, which I think used to be a bell tower when they were ringing the Angelus back when the town had a Catholic mission. And he brings his mule through there with all the wood tied on the back. And that mule's ears are real long, and they scrape the top of that arch as they go through. And then the mule stops, see? Well, there's no way to get a stopped mule to go again, you know, without setting a fire under him, or sometimes you spray kerosene up his derriere and then he moves, but that's the only way, you know, that you get to get a mule to move. Well, Sam did that for about 5 years. Every day the mule would stop and take him 4 hours to get it to move again. So one day he went out there with a mallet hammer and a coal chisel and started single-jacking grooves in the top of that arch, see, one for each ear, so that the mule's ears would just slide right on through. That's true. And there was this gringo turista standing over there wearing his little sawed-off shorts and a flowered wine sport shirt and a green plastic eye shade and cameras hanging off of his whole body. And he walked over. He must have been an engineer or something, because he looked at Sam and he said, "You know, I understand what you're trying to do, but it seems to me that arch is real hard. You know, it's been there for a century. It's going to take you a long time to cut those grooves. But now that trail under there looks like it's just soft dirt. Why don't you instead go get a shovel and shovel it out? See?" Sam, now he's nobody's fool. He said, "It's the mule's ears are too long, not its legs." You think about it. Goodnight Lovin' Trail was founded by Colonel Charlie Goodnight and Oliver Lovin, that were Civil War veterans. And they started it as the westernmost of the great cattle trails. Went up through Dolores, went over the Brazos, went up to Dolores, and then into Denver, on up through Loveland and Fort Collins, and finished in Cheyenne. Work a trail like that with a dozen men. You got two guys that ride point out in front, and you got two guys to a side. They ride swing. That's to keep them all in a line. And you got the young guys, the greenhorns on the crew. They have the worst job. They ride drag. That's in the back. You got to eat all the trail dust, see? You got a boss wrangler that handles all of the horses, the remuda that travel with the herd. Because a working cowboy will go through 2-3 horses a day. And he'll turn his horse into the wrangler and he'll cut him out a remount. Then you got the boss, and then the most important person in the whole crew. See, a working cowboy, before he'll go to work for a ranch, he'll ask for a free meal. Because if the food's no good, there's no sense working for the outfit. Well, back in the old days, they used to call these old cooks the old woman. That's because, just like today, they thought that woman's work was cooking. They used it as a demeaning term, a derogatory term. They still do down around Prescott. Those old cooks are irascible, difficult to get along with people. Leathery varmints. Well, they used to be working cowboys like everybody else. They'd go into town and shoot it up and then come back in at sunrise and get sobered up for another day's work. But a man gets old, see? And ain't. Can't sit in the saddle for 12 hours a day anymore, so they put him to work on the chuck gang. And he gets left behind at the fire when everybody else goes into town. He has to have the coffee ready and listen to their whines and complaints and handle the bed rolls and doctor all of their injuries and chilblains and saddle sores with the old Indian cures. Kind of sad, people. I tried to find a song in tradition that was about Goodnight Loving Trail and about the old woman, but I couldn't, so I made this one up.
Like a lone ball in calf. It's a wonder the wind don't bear off lizards, the book wrote in lizards and sage. It's easy to look like an old torn out page, faded and cracked with the colors of age. On the goodnight trail, on the loving trail, our old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp blows like a lone ball in tap. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the
darkest, blackest days in the history of Texas is when they got, when Alaska got its statehood. They had black bunting and crepe hanging all over the buildings, you know, because it was the second biggest state in the Union then, see. This guy that I knew, he decided to move to Alaska so he could be in the biggest state in the Union. Texans was never too bright. He got up there in the far north woods, you know, up there where the woolly chichacos hang out. He was wearing his spurs and his chaparreros and his broad-brimmed Stetson. And he stomped into this chichaco bar. They were hanging out there waiting for a live one. The minute they laid eyes on him, they say, "Here comes a live one." And he walked up to them, clank, clank, and said, "I'm from Texas, and I want to know how to become an Alaskian." Well, they said, "Sure." They said, "First, you got to drink a whole bottle of whiskey without stopping." They got their own kind of whiskey up there. It's called Old Factory Whistle. Three blasts and you're through for the day. And he said, "Next, you got to drink a bottle of whiskey. You've got to kill a grizzly bear with your bare hands, and you've got to rape an Eskimo." Well, he said, "I think I can handle that." They give him the whiskey and he downed it. No trouble. They never had any trouble drinking in Texas. So then they got him in a little seaplane and flew him way up into what the Eskimos call the boonies. Landed in a little pond there in a lake, and they built a camp on the shore and waited to see a grizzly bear on the skyline. They said, "There he is, go get him." Well, that Texan took off into the bushes. For 4 hours, there was the most awful scream and rage and roar from out of the trees, limbs flying in the air, lightning forked the sky, the earth shook, birds fell dead, little children cried. After 4 hours, this Texan come crawling out of the bushes, you know, all torn to bloody hell, and he crawled up to those boys at the camp, said, "Now where's that Eskimo you want killed?" Hey, I'm gonna. I'm gonna sing you a fairly new song I made up about outlaws. You see, I like outlaws. I like them better than I like in-laws. I'll tell you that. I was standing there shaving one day and meditating upon mine and other people's sins. And see, my mother used to tell me that there are two kinds of desperate people in the world. She said that there's outlaws and there's gangsters. Now, what she meant was that gangsters make their living grafting off of poor folks. Like your gangsters, your rent gouger, your interest gouger, your price gouger, your smack peddler on the block, the guy working the sewing machine racket from door to door, encyclopedia salesman, used car dealers, bank presidents, in fact, any kind of president, near as I can tell. Now those gangsters, you see, and they make their living grafting off of poor folks. Outlaws, on the other hand, make their living grafting off of gangsters. That's bank robbers and train robbers and people like that. I could never see anything wrong with robbing a bank. As long as nobody got hurt, what the hell, you know? So I was standing there and I decided I was gonna write a song about my favorite outlaw, who was Jesse James, see? Jesse James was an outlaw who had clearly in his mind established the concept of us and them. And having decided that he was us, built his life around two very simple rules. Never rip off us, and never miss an opportunity to rip off them. This is just a trash song. Jesse James, he lived in Arkansas, and he was always running from the law. So he polished up his draw, and he told his ma and pa, "These times, he is the worst I've ever saw." He said, "I think the world is full of hoods. They're busy robbing everybody's goods. But when they start on mine, well, that's where I draw the line. I think I'll go and hide out in the woods, hiding music." Jesse James robbed the trains out on the plains. He used his brains, that was his claim to fame. But they had him framed to hang. He said, "Please let me explain. I ain't ashamed and I'd do it all again." I really like that verse. It's got a good vowel movement. One morning Jesse woke his brother Frank. He said, "The sheriff's sneaking up our flank. That's a dirty prank, I think." So he gave his Ford a crank, and they stole a tank and sank a Yankee bank. Woo-hoo! Bank sinking music. My Jesse hung a picture on the wall, and Bobby Forty made old Jesse fall. Well, he was a brave outlaw, about the best you ever saw, and he stole from everyone and kept it all. Oh, how I hate to sing these farewell blues. The blues I choose to use abuse my shoes. But the posse's on my trail, don't forget to hold my mail, 'cause you never know when I'll be using blues now. What I play up there now? Oh, I'd right there, yeah. My mouth tastes like a Chinese family just moved out. God damn it. Got them little Afghans on my teeth. Terrible. Feels like my mouth is full of cotton. I think I'll spin a few yarns. I had originally planned on doing some religious songs. I had the pleasure for our Sunday morning, hymn singing of bringing up a fine fellow from down in the South, a hemorrhoid faith healer by the name of Anal Roberts. It's okay if you groan and hiss, you're gonna be using these. You know you are, you store them up like acorns. Kiss, kiss me. Hey, this is a good time to invest in the railroad, folks. I don't mean to invest, you know, in the rolling stock or the companies, because they're going broke, owing to certain exigencies and contradictions within the capitalist system, which has finally caught up with us. What I want you to invest in is not the railroad, but to invest in the roadbed, where the tracks are. Now you take like Salt Lake San Pedro Railroad, 640 miles from Salt Lake City, Utah to Las Vegas, Nevada. They tore up the steel during the Second World War for scrap. Now that roadbed still there is some of the most fertile ground in America. You figure 3 trains a day for 50 years, all them toilets flushing. It is composted to a depth of 52 feet. My uncle took his life savings and went out and bought a long, thin farm. That's right. 640 miles long and 3 furrows wide. Starts out plowing on the 4th of April, and shows up in Las Vegas on the 16th of July, all covered with coal dust and smelling like a typhoid epidemic. But he grows corn 37 feet tall. Enough to restore your faith in human nature, indeed it is. He's proud of that cornfield. He sits out in his cornfield every morning and plays his fiddle. It's music to his ears. We all can't be Lawrence Welk. I'm going to sing you a song about the Wabash Cannonball. That used to be the express run from Detroit to St. Louis till Amtrak took it off. And, well, Norfolk and Western ran it to the ground, and Amtrak took it off. I took the last run of that down to Tolono, along with 400 fallen down drunk country singers, cashing in on the publicity. It was the last run of the train. I had a really good time, but it aggravated me they took the cannonball off. Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the green and growing mountain to the south belt by the shore. She ain't so tall and handsome, but she's quite well known by all. She's a modern combination on the Wabash Cannonball. Now you listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar. She glides along the woodland through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush to the engine, hear the lonesome hobo call. Get traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Old people always say, from New York to Chicago and Rock Island by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Now you listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar. She glides along the woodland through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush to the engine, hear the lonesome hobo call. You're traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Now here's the Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand, and always be remembered in the courts throughout the land. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. You listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar. She glides along the woodland through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush to the engine, hear the lonesome hobo call. There's breakfast on the club car on the Wabash Cannonball. I was headed for Tolono on the Wabash Cannonball, Norfolk and Western all the way, St. Louis down the line, Detroit somewhere behind. Thought I heard that old conductor say, no round trip ticket, you're on the final run. This cannonball is never coming back. Tomorrow she'll just be another memory and an echo down a rusty railroad track. Well, I got off at Tolono
just below Champagne, the flag stop on the edge of yesterday. The whistle blew a song, I whispered so long, waved my hand and slowly walked away. No round trip ticket, you're on the final run, this cannonball is never coming back. Tomorrow she'll just be another memory and an echo down a rusty railroad track. Now I think about tomorrow and wonder why it is we give up all the things we love the most. Goodbye, you old hog, I'll have to ride the dog till they build a subway coast to coast. No round trip ticket, you're on the final run, this cannonball is never coming back. Tomorrow she'll just be another memory and an echo down a rusty railroad track.
Song and then stand down and listen to some more music. I don't know who's coming on. Oh yes, that push button accordion player, Philly, from up there in Canada. He's the best. The best. Normally I don't like a stomach Steinway, but this guy is a true musician. Hey, I'm gonna teach you a song, see, on account of I really like the trees and I like the all of the open country that there is around here. I was out in Denver not too long ago, and I had a chance to look at all the urban sprawl that spread out up and down the eastern slope of the Rockies, you know. It's awful. They got whole new cities, and they got air pollution, smog, all the way up through Loveland, up to all the way to Cheyenne. It's a terrible thing. And Colorado people don't like it. In fact, the best thing the Colorado people did during the last election, the only good thing, was they voted down the Winter Olympics. Because they, what they do, Colorado people really like their wildness. I mean, not just in their surroundings, but in themselves. Colorado people are great indoor shooters. If you've been out there, you know what I mean. They like to sit around indoors and shoot at the stove and shoot at the walls and shoot at the flies and shoot at the pictures and the light bulb. They really do. And there's a guy that I knew out there. He lived up in the Cache-de-la-Poudre Canyon, which is right outside Fort Collins. His name was Rattlesnake Jack. And he had two boys that's about my age, and he was... They used to sit around and turn his cabin into confetti every spring, see? This is the kind of people though they are. One time, a Rattlesnake Jack died. Of course, it's something you can only do once. But the boys came up to the cabin to do a little shooting, and they found Rattlesnake Jack lying on the floor. This is only 2 years ago. He'd had a heart attack or something. Well, they knew he wanted to be buried by the cabin, so, but they weren't gonna plant him without some kind of paperwork, something that said he's legally dead, you know? So they took Jack and they put him in his favorite rocking chair and tied him in with his neckties and loaded it in the back of the pickup and drove down into Fort Collins. But Jack, you know, they're all glassy-eyed, rocking back and forth. They drove down to the county coroner's office, and the coroner came out and climbed in the back of the truck, looked down his throat and stared him in the eye and said, he's deader than hell, and filled out the paper. And then they drove back out of town, down Front Street, and they stopped at every bar and said, Rattlesnake Jack is dead, we're gonna have a wake. And so all these guys started climbing out of the bars and into their pickups. Town's full of Chevy cowboys. And they started taking off up the Cache-de-la-Poudre, this long caravan of drunks, see? And they had a two-day wake. His cabin looked like lace when they got done with it. And in there drinking and shooting, and they didn't leave Jack out neither. He must have weighed 400 pounds when they finally got around to burying him. He was in the corner all in 2 days. They said, "Wing, there goes an ear, boy." And they had this, he wanted to be buried with a cask of whiskey that he made himself, you know, 500, 100 gallons. And so those boys, true to his word, soon as they planted him in the ground, they buried him with that cask of whiskey, but they knew it was rot gut and that he might hurt himself. So they very thoughtfully filtered it through their kidneys first. Standing around that grave. Now that's a wake. I'm gonna teach you the Colorado State song, see? About how they don't like everybody who's trying to move into their state and make the place overcrowded. And I'm gonna teach all this song to all the little kids in Colorado. They're gonna sing it at the entry points when the gringo turistas are having their visas checked. Thing is that you can take this song and take out the name Colorado and zipper in the name of any place that you're trying to keep to yourself, see? That's why I made it up. It's got a chorus, I'll teach it to you as soon as we get to it. How does it go? I understand that Boeing lost a contract. They're laying off 1,000 engineers. And they all want to move to Colorado and open up a charge account at Sears. You can visit now and then. Bring your money, bring your friends, bring your campers and your Winnebagos too. Bring your festivals and dope. We all sincerely hope that you won't forget to leave when you get through. Try that. You can visit now and then. Bring your money, bring your friends, bring your campers and your Winnebagos too. Bring your festivals and dope. We all sincerely hope that you won't forget to leave when you get through. You can visit now and then. Bring your money, bring your friends, bring your campers and your Winnebagos too. Bring your festivals and dope, and we all sincerely hope that you won't forget to leave when you get through. And I've seen them standing out along the highway with big red packs and long shaggy hair. And they all want to lift to Colorado, but I don't care, I'll leave them standing there. You can visit now and then, bring your money, bring your friends, bring your campers and your Winnebagos too. Bring your festivals and dope, and we all sincerely hope that you won't forget to leave when you get through. Now we've got a lot of trouble with the jet set. Those lazy, no good bastards love to ski. And they all want to fly to Colorado and tear up all our mountain scenery. Hey, you can visit now and then. Bring your money, bring your friends, bring your campers and your Winnebagos too. Bring your festivals and dope, and we all sincerely hope that you won't forget to leave when you get through. Now, as I travel all around the country, I see there's many different kinds of bums, and they all want to move to Colorado and make it just like all eastern slums. You can visit now and then. Bring your money, bring your friends, bring your campers and your Winnebagos too. Bring your festivals and dope, and we all sincerely hope that you don't forget to leave when you get
through. Good for you, ladies. Thank you. The end.
Well, ask Bruce to sing one more while we get set up for Philippe Bruneau, please. Thank you.
I'll be singing Here's a song about a farm in Vermont. It's a bunch of ex-Vista volunteers who finally got it together. They got 600 acres. They moved out on it. They got their second crop in. They learned how to build houses the hard way. They build them, they fall over, and they build them again. They're really nice people up there, though. The farm is called Touchstone, and they're very loving, gentle people. And I was out in Wisconsin. I was colder than hell, and I was wishing I could be sitting around their fire and enjoying their company. The best I could do in that situation was to make them up a song, and I'll teach you the chorus on it, see, as soon as I remember it. And everything I have belongs to you. use it any way that you want to. Whatever's left over we can throw in the stew. Living in the good old way. Living in the good old ways again. Living in the good old ways. Just look around at all the neighbors and friends. Living in the good old ways. Living in the good old ways again. Living in the good old ways. Just look around at all the neighbors and friends. Living in the good old ways. Hey, you built my house and I'll build yours. Each other in little things like cleaning up their own garbage and doing their share of the work and taking a bath every now and then and washing dishes, you see. Without that kind of respect, of course, Touchstone Farm or farms like it would never work. I guess the main reason I made up this verse, though, is because every time I visit a rural collective and we sit down for dinner, they tried to feed me vegetables. I cannot live off of vegetables. I need meat to eat. I require vast quantities of protein. It's my grim Nordic heritage. We used to sit around eating meat and go out and hit people with swords and things like that. Well, you look at it. A little island lost in the middle of the North Atlantic, just a mote on the map, a mere dot, England. And every place that we went in the world of the vegetable eaters and the rice eaters, we kicked ass, built the biggest empire the world has ever seen. Why? Because we ate meat, that's why. The analysis might seem a trifle crude, but I really like meat. Oh, you can eat rice, and I can eat meat. We'll churn our butter and grind our wheat. Get along fine if you wash your feet. Living in the good old ways. Living in the good old ways again. Living in the good old ways. And just look around at all the neighbors and friends. Living in the good old ways. Don't you hear the sound of a spinning wheel? Little kids playing in a big cornfield. They don't know how to lie, don't know how to steal. Living in the good old ways. Living in the good old ways again. Living in the good old ways. And just look around at all the neighbors and friends. Living in the good old ways. So smoke that dope, the wine's all right. We'll sing our song way into the night. Settle all our troubles with an old peace pipe.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup. Thank you very much. And we're from Canada, from Montreal. And Philip plays what we know as a squeeze box, the type of accordion that plays a different note, pushing in and pushing out. And this was one of his own compositions, which he composed in the style of Quebec. And this is called the Golden Ring. I think that we should play maybe something from the Quebec region again to give you more of the flavor of Quebec. Thank you very much. As you see, this style is very light, with lots of repeated notes. And this is how we make a very small instrument sound beautiful. Philip plays many, many beautiful waltzes that come from Quebec, and some of them have Irish influence, because a lot of our music comes from the Scottish and Irish people. So listen to these beautiful melodies. They're really, musically, they're just gorgeous. Thank you. Philip once heard some old recordings. There was a man in this country, in America, who played the accordion just like that, and his name was John Kimmel. And Philip learned some of the music from old 78s. And we're fortunate that he's able to play this music because he was the best player of the small button accordion. So here's some 6/8s. We'd like to play you a polka that comes from John Kimmel. And if Kenny Hall is listening, listen to this, Kenny, because this is for you. This is in G, and the accordion's in D, but it starts in G to show you that you can play. Thank you. This is, we've, Philip made an arrangement of a slip jig. And, okay. So, this is a little bit of a fantasy playing. It's a bit fast, but this is for concerts, we play it this way.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Those people will be back.